let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. On a trip to Scotland, Robin Lindsay, a 45-year-old Canadian widow, meets James McLaughlin, a Scottish widower. James is haunted by his poor relationship with his wife, who died under mysterious circumstances nearly 10 years ago, leaving a daughter and infant son. The couple fall in love, but events emerging from the past and violent murder in the present complicate matters. That's the storyline in Jean Murray Munden's beautifully described Scotland-based romance novel, Come Fill Up My Cup. Jean grew up in a small town in British Columbia. At 16, moved to the Vancouver area, where she finished high school and trained as a nurse. Married a widower with three children, had one child of their own, and traveled extensively with her husband, who was a professional engineer. Jean has always been a storyteller, loved to write, but didn't do any serious writing until the 80s. Now widowed with four grandchildren and one great-grandson. Jean Murray Munden, author of Come Fill Up My Cup, is our guest on This Week in America. Jean, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm pleased to be here.
This is such an interesting story. So many twists and turns. It's a book literally you can't put down once you start reading it. Where did this idea come from? Where did this idea for the story you tell in Come Fill Up My Cup, where did that come from?
Well, it partly came, I guess, from my travels in Scotland. We made a couple of visits there, and I love it very much. And most of my heritage, my ancestry, is Scottish. But the storyline just kind of came to me, and it just kind of developed in my head. And I do a lot of writing in my head before I ever put anything down on paper or on the computer screen.
Oh, yes.
So. But yeah, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. The stories just come to me, and the characters come to me.
You know, it's fascinating. And you read the reviews, people are saying you do such a wonderful job in describing the Scottish Highlands, for example, that you feel like you're there. So you capture that as well as the character development. It's almost like Scotland's another character in the book. And the book has come, Fill Up My Cup. Jean Murray Munden is our guest on the program. We'll go through all the places, book available wherever books are sold. Let's talk about the character development. You talk about a lot of this just comes about in your head. How did you develop the characters in this book? I talked about Robin and James. How did you develop these two and the circumstances they find themselves in?
Oh, you know, it's such a hard question, and I've thought about it a lot. It's just, I really can't explain it to you. I just, the stories come, and I write, and then I edit, but they seem to have a life of their own in many ways. And I, a lot of my descriptions are from my own experience. The story, of course, has nothing to do with me. It's just a story of, you know, I just thought it was kind of a good story. It came and these things happened, and I wrote them down. So it's hard, Rick, it's really hard to explain. I don't know how I develop characters. I think they develop on their own myself.
Do you think some of this is maybe people you've observed over the years? I get the impression you're probably a people watcher. You're always looking and maybe getting some of the ideas from some of the experiences that you've had in your life.
If this is true, it's very unconscious because I haven't based my characters on anybody really that I know. But it could be unconsciously done. And I do like to watch people. Yes, you're quite right. I do. I like people, and I like to see what they do.
And why they do it. Get into their heads a little bit to discover that as well. The book is Come Fill Up My Cup. Jean Murray Munden, that's Munden, is the author and our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, published by writersbranding.com, and you'll find the book information there as well. This is a romantic suspense novel. Talk about combining those elements. It's one thing, you know, we enjoy a nice romantic tale. You've got that, and you've got suspense there as well. Any particular challenges as you're combining these two in writing this book?
Well, I guess there are, but I really enjoy a mystery novel, and one of my favorite authors is a mystery novel writer. But I don't know why. why I started this. I really, you know, these questions are really difficult. I just like to I like to tell a story. I've been a storyteller for, since I was a child, really. And but I just like to tell a story about people. And if people like the story, I'm just happy as can be if they like it.
Well, and they do like this. The book is Come Fill Up My Cup. And it's interesting because you talk to some people, they just slave for hours trying to develop stories and go back and start all over. It seems like this is sort of natural for you. Talk about when you decided you were a storyteller, you say at a young age, how did that happen?
Well, I have a younger sister, and I used to do plays with her dolls. If you can imagine, and I would tell a story using these little dolls, and we just like to tell stories. And I used to write in my head, as I say, I would run a story in my head, and then I write it down. And I love to write. It's one of my joys is writing, and it's a hobby, and it's a kind of a passion for me just to write all kinds of stories. And I have written more than I've ever published, but I haven't tried to get them published yet.
Well, you've got another book, and we'll talk about that. Well, yeah, I'll Remember April, and a different type of book, a different era, and we'll talk about that here in a few seconds. And that book available at Amazon as well. And, of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned that you had a writer that you really admired the work, possibly influenced some of your writing. Give me the people that have influenced you, those writers that, well, you can't wait to read their new book.
Well, I like, as far as my favorite novelist, I guess as a child, my favorite novelist was Ellen Montgomery. She's a Canadian. She was a Canadian writer and very famous. She created Anne of Green Gables, and I think most people know of Anne of Green Gables. And she was a very, very good writer, even though the styles change over the years. And it's interesting to see how writing styles change from the Victorian era up into the present. It's really quite outstanding how they have changed. But I enjoy Louise Penny. She hasn't influenced my writing at all. I just enjoy her as a Canadian mystery novelist. And Sue Monk Kidd is another one of my favorite authors, an American author who's written some beautiful, beautiful books. And I don't know whether these influence me or not. I like Maeve Binchy. I think more like she's a Scottish writer, Irish writer, and I've always enjoyed her books. She writes the very light, romantic stories about people, and that's what I like to do is write about people and what they do and why they do it.
Let's go back to the 1980s when you decided to start writing, to do it seriously. What happened at that point that you decided, okay, I've really enjoyed this. I think I've got some talent at doing this. I'm actually going to pursue this. What happened in your life at that point that you decided it's been a dream up until now, I'm going to make it a reality?
Well, the computer is really the answer to that.
Yes.
I had an electric typewriter, which was, really good. And I was a secretary, not a secretary, but in an organization, just a volunteer.
Yes.
And I used to write the minutes for the meetings, and I had this electric typewriter. But then when I got a computer where you could just backspace and eliminate a whole paragraph at once. You didn't have to rewrite it. It was, it was amazing. I just thought, I died and gone to heaven. So that's when I really started writing seriously, was when I had got my computer.
You know, that's interesting.
Just as a word processor, really,
Well, yeah, you could do that. And like you said, it's so much easier. The electric typewriter was great, except you had to buy whiteout by the gallon because it was so difficult to go back and to change anything. And you could wipe out a paragraph and go back and do that. You know, it's interesting, your writing process, and it sounds like it's a little different than many, because you'll talk to authors that say, I got the whiteboard up and I've got all of the outline. I know exactly what's going to happen on page 73. I just have to write the words to fill out page 73. Do you have an outline when you go into this, or basically start it and take it where the characters go?
That's the way I write usually, is to just to take it. I have, I'm in the process of writing a sequel to the second book that we're going to discuss, and I'm about two-thirds of the way through that. And I've more or less know where it's going, but many times when I'm writing, I really don't know where it's going. And then I go back and I can edit. I reread what I've written, and then I may edit it. But usually they're just minor changes, but not great structural changes. But I just like writing, and that's what I do.
Jean Murray Munden, our guest on the program. Her book is Come Fill Up My Cup that we're talking about. Let's talk about the other book, and on the video you'll see the book cover as well, and that's I'll Remember April. This is a different book. Talk about where the idea came from and how much fun it was for you to write this, because I feel this is a story that you really enjoyed telling.
Well, I did, and it's more of a memoir type of book, but quite fictional, of course. The characters are all fictional, but I did a little traveling in the Maritime provinces, and I just loved it down there. And as I say, Ellen Montgomery was my favorite writer as a child, and she comes from Prince Edward Island, and so that kind of influenced me, and that the era of the book. Always interested me, which is between sort of the outset of World War One and afterwards, and it starts back there. So that's really a backstory. The whole novel is a backstory with a beginning in the set, yes, in the beginning few chapters, and then at the end, and it winds up in the end. But most of it is a backstory, and it's about a grandmother who starts thinking about her life, and she just ponders on it because her grandmother, the heart, she's fallen in love with another man, and she's been engaged, and she's young and she's engaged, but she's fallen in love with this older man, and she wants to know what to do. And her grandmother Louise just ponders her life, and then it comes back to the present, and then things may or may not work out in the present. I won't tell you that.
We'll let people enjoy the story as it unfolds. That book by Jean is mm-hmm. I'll Remember April. Again, you'll find the books, both of her books at Amazon. Let's talk about, and other places as well, let's talk about the challenges in writing I'll Remember April. This spans, 70 years, three generations of a family. It's a different period, so you've got, what kind of research do you have to do? And then sort of age the characters as you go through this time period.
Well, that's right, and that's a challenge. And I went online and did a lot of reading about things that happened in that area during that time. And I've read books. I read a lot. I'm a great book reader. But I think my biggest challenge in writing is my typing. I should go and get some more typing lessons or something. I really, my skills have, kind of gone depleted. that's my biggest challenge is my typing.
I can relate to that. Just in sending emails, I'm thinking, I have no idea what I just wrote, and I wrote it 37 seconds ago, and you look at it, you wonder how those letters and numbers got on the page, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Another unique facet of I'll Remember April is it's told from different perspectives, so you're in the minds of these different people. Talk about that, developing characters and doing it in this fashion.
Well, I remember reading about how to write, and one of the things they said was this was not really terribly acceptable. They like to have your perspective, like a point of view from one point of view. But I like to write with different points of view, and I think it brings more to the story, and I try and not mix it up too much. I keep the points of view separate, but I think it makes it more interesting to read and to hear it from different points of view. It depends. Sometimes you can't do that, but especially if you're writing in the first person, which I do write in the first person sometimes. So.
With us on the program, a few minutes left, Jean Murray Munden. Time going by so quickly. Munden, if you're Googling, is M-U-N-D-E-N. The book is Come Fill Up My Cup that we're focused on, but also talking about I'll Remember April. Both of these are available wherever books are sold, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are you working on now? What projects are you working on? You mentioned a sequel.
Yes, a sequel to Come Fill Up My Cup. I've about two-thirds of the way through it, and it's a longer story. I'm going to have to do some editing, but it's much longer and more complicated than Come Fill Up My Cup, and it's more about Robin and James's children from their points of view and what happens to them in the next little bit. It's just a story with some mystery and some twists and turns, and I hope I get it finished one of these days.
Well, I do too, and I hope that we can talk about it. So as you're reading and enjoying Come Fill Up My Cup, you know that there will be a sequel at some point. So you sort of continue the story with family members. When you do twists and turns and you have that, the suspense, the mystery, talk about writing that. Do you know, and again, I'm asking, do you know ahead of time, and it sounds like you sort of feel your way as you're telling the story. How do you do that? How do you do a twist and turn? Do you know you're going to do it? Or do you think, okay, this is a good point here where everybody thinks we're going down this street, we're going to go down this one?
Well, the answer to that question is probably yes to both. So sometimes I do that.
Okay, you can do that. You can check both.
And sometimes it could be a problem, because sometimes you're boxed in. If you have already written something and it's been published, that's it. You can't change it very much. I try and look ahead when I'm doing that sort of thing and see what that's going to do, because it could make some inconsistency if you don't do it properly.
We've got a couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned the sequel that you're working on, and you're going to have to go back and do some editing. What is that like for you? You read some editors or some writers, and it's like, I can go back and that's not a problem. And others that like, well, I put it there for a purpose in the beginning. It's hard for me to go back and extract that. How difficult is it for you to the editing process?
Well, just for example, in this sequel I'm writing, I've introduced a character, which I'm just wondering now whether that is it was for a reason, but I think that I might even take that character right out and just eliminate all reference to it, possibly. I've considered that, because it's getting a little unruly, and there's a lot of characters in the story, and sometimes people say, oh, I can't keep track of your characters, so I have to do something about that. Perhaps putting them in a list in the beginning and saying who they are, that sometimes works with, you know. But sometimes you just have to take stuff out and forget about it.
I guess you'll learn to do that. It's like, okay, if I'm going to do this and publish these books, that's just part of the process that I have to go through in doing this. And it's interesting. Sometimes you read books and there's so many people you like really need to have a legal pad as you're going to keep track of these. How difficult is it to figure out how many people you're going to introduce in the story and without really slowing down the telling of the story?
Well, that can be difficult. And sometimes, as I say, characters come to me and I hate to get rid of them. Don't want to, you know, I like them.
But, family members at this point.
I have to keep it's really important to keep a list of the characters and their and what they are and who they are and how they fit in, because you can make some inconsistencies, which isn't good if you don't keep track of things.
Well, this meticulous detail that you've talked about in the writing process that you have, the payoff for the reader is it's a really well-told story, and this certainly is the case. And Come Fill Up My Cup. The reviews are excellent. You'll enjoy reading and getting the background in Scotland. It's like a travel log as well as this great story that's being told. And the other book is I'll Remember April. Books, both books are available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Gene, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. And I don't want to put any pressure on you, but with the time frame on the sequel, when do you think we'll have a chance to talk about that?
Well, I hope in the next few months. I'm really going to get down to it and work hard at it and get it finished, and then have it that somebody to read it and to critique it, and then do some editing myself, and before I even think about whether I'm going to get it published. So I'm happy to have been here, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. I really enjoyed it.
Well, it's been fun, and you do such an excellent job in telling the story. It's sort of fun to get behind the scenes and find out how all the characters develop in the story and what you're working on next. And this particular project is Come Fill Up My Cup. Jean Murray Munden is the author. Book available at Amazon, the publisher, writersbranding.com, the usual places, and we'll have information on our website. The other novel is I'll Remember April, available at, again, all of the usual places. Jean, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we can do this again. A pleasure. Thank you for spending some time with us.
You're most welcome, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Once again, this book, Come Fill Up My Cup, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.